Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's the NBA editor for Heavy.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Sean Devaney. Sean, what's happening?
Bob, how are you, man?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time, as always. Let's get to the first couple of play-in nights. You had Cavaliers and the Nets and T-Wolves and Clippers and all the fun stuff that surrounded those matchups. And of the first four games, what was the biggest surprise to you, if there was one?
Probably the way Kyrie Irving played. Maybe not a huge surprise there, but, for him to come out the way that he did, 12 for 12 to open that game, wound up 12 for 15. And, just really, if the Nets are going to have any chance of reaching the NBA Finals, they're going to need that from Kyrie Irving over and over and over again. I thought Kevin Durant was able to kind of lay back, and he had 11 assists in that game, and that was a good spot for him to be in, where he didn't need to carry too much of a load. If you go back to last year, they very well could have beaten Milwaukee, the eventual NBA champions, in their series, their second round series, just because Durant was so good. If he can come in to this postseason and get enough help, especially from Kyrie, then that Nets team is going to be very, very difficult.
Now, Sean, before we talk about tonight's games, New Orleans eliminates San Antonio. What's the intel on whether or not Popovich comes back for another season, now 73 years old?
Yeah, it's all indications are that he wants to. He's going to take a little time to think about it, but, it certainly seems like he wants to do that, which, I think is a surprise. I think coming into the season, there was a presumption that this was going to be it for him. Maybe it's something where he doesn't want to go out this way, that sort of thing. But it's still very much up in the air. I thought that at this point we have a pretty good idea of where that's going, but it is still very much up in the air. I think in the end he'll probably look at it and say, it's time for somebody else to take the reins here, that I've taken this as far as it's going to go. But at the same time, I do think there's also that other thing tugging at him, which is like, I don't want to go out this way. I don't want to go out losing in a play-in game like this with with the team that's still pretty scattered.
Sean Devaney joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tonight's Eastern game, Atlanta at Cleveland. Chances Jared Allen plays for the Cavaliers are what tonight? Your outlook on that game? And then the Pelicans take it on the Clippers. Can they get it done against, I'm guessing, a fired up Paul George tonight?
Yeah, Cleveland has just been battered with injuries. We'll see if Allen can go, probably 50-50 on that. This is to save their season. So, maybe he gives it a go for that reason. They had such a good opening to the year. It'd be a shame if they didn't make the actual playoffs here. I think Cleveland can do that. Atlanta's been a huge disappointment. Just played zero defense all year. And that's really been, that's been the problem for them. They probably have the better star power in terms of Trae Young. But I just think, I think Cleveland's depth and their defense is probably going to be enough to carry them through. The Clippers, man, they should have won the game on Tuesday. It's tough to bounce back from something like that. But I just think that they are the better team, you know, when it comes down to them and the Pelicans. So I think we'll wind up seeing Cavaliers, you know, both the home teams, Cavaliers and Clippers advancing.
Hey, Sean, do you think we get any of the visiting teams to win this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you always see that, you know, I mean, certainly, you know, and everybody overreacts, you know, somebody will, you know, there'll be a number seven seed that'll, you know, I could see Memphis losing to Minnesota in game one tomorrow afternoon, and everybody say, oh, geez, Minnesota, they're on fire now, and then Memphis will come back and win the thing in five games, whatever, right? We see that pretty much every year. But yeah, you know, I mean, I do think, especially in the Eastern Conference, you know, I think that a lot of these lower seeds in the East are on par with the seeds that are higher than them. So, yeah, you know, I could definitely see some early upsets, you know, whether it's Toronto beating the Sixers, you know, and not a huge upset, but certainly that's one that I would circle. You know, obviously the Nets and Celtics, that's going to be a great series, but, you know, the Nets have to be at least considered even with the Celtics in that. You know, so I think you go around and there's certainly going to be some opportunities for early upsets.
Hey, Sean, what James Harden do we get?
Yeah, that's, you know, Philadelphia really wants to know that because he has not looked good. You know, he's averaged about 20 points, shot about 40%. I think it's 32% from the three-point line, and that's not going to get it done. It's going to be very easy to defend them. He's going to attract so much attention that if he can get Tobias Harris, who's played much better down the stretch, he really struggled when James Harden first came on. But if you get Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey going, then you can probably withstand some less than stellar shooting from James Harden. If you can get those two guys going, as long as Harden is attracting attention, then that's probably going to be enough. But he's got to play better. If they can get past the Raptors with a so-so James Harden, but they're not going to get much farther than that unless he is the James Harden that they thought that they were trading for.
Sean Devity joining us, Heavy.com, talking about the NBA playoffs. News just breaking now, as a matter of fact, Sean, the Paul George in protocol out for tonight the Pelicans. So let's go Pelicans now instead of Pelicans. But getting back to the Eastern Finals there, or the Eastern playoffs, Sunday, look. You know, I'm a Wizards fan, full disclosure, and they got off to the great start, and then reality started to set in with injuries and whatnot. So I jumped on the Bulls bandwagon because they were playing very well at one point in time, and then I jinxed them. I think Lonzo Ball got hurt, like, literally the very next game and has missed the rest of the season. They've got Milwaukee. Their chances of putting up any stiff resistance, and DeRozan's great, and Levine's an all-star, but, I mean, are they going to make the Bucks sweat here in the first round?
No, I mean, they really need Lonzo Ball in there to be effective, and that's become pretty apparent, you know, that they're missing a piece, that they need another guy. You know, Vucevic has been a real, real disappointment for them this year. You know, they're going to have to figure out what to do with him going forward. He's got 1 year left on his contract after this. They could certainly be in the market to try to make a move in the off season. But, you know, the way they closed the season was so disappointing after such a great start, you know, where they were the number one seed for the first 2-3 months, and then they fall apart and wind up at number six. And in a matchup, really, they can't win against Milwaukee. They don't have anybody to match up with Giannis. Jrue Holiday's been fantastic. Bobby Portis has been good. You know, of course, you've got Chris Middleton's pretty reliable guy. You know, there's no way that Chicago can match up with Milwaukee. I'm not sure anybody in the East really can match up with Milwaukee in the end. I think that's probably, even though they're just the number three seed, to me, they're the favorite to win the thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Sean. I said, can anybody beat Milwaukee and Phoenix? You know, is it going to be, you know, I consider, you know, since they're defending champs, I consider it chalk.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Yeah. The East is going to be interesting because there are another number of teams that with the right matchups, you get an injury here or there that could You know, certainly Miami, certainly Boston, and certainly Brooklyn. I'm not so sure about Philadelphia. I don't think that they have the horses to match up with the Bucks. But I think there's probably three teams that have a chance to take down Milwaukee. But I think, to me, Milwaukee's head and shoulders above everybody else in the Eastern Conference. Same with the Suns in the West. I think it's probably Golden State or nobody. You know, it's probably the Warriors. If anybody's going to top the Suns, it's going to be Golden State. They've had so many injuries, though. It's going to be tough for them to get that that momentum back.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Sean, for let you enjoy your holiday. What playoff coach could be on the outs if their team does not make a little bit of a run here? And I'm kind of alluding to Quinn Snyder in Utah.
Yeah, I think there's probably two. I think Quinn Snyder is one. He's done a great job with the Jazz, but has not gotten it done in the playoffs, and that's a real issue. And then Doc Rivers too. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about him. You know, perhaps being on the outs in Philadelphia. He's not Daryl Morey's guy. He did not hire him, and there's no indications yet that he has a terrible relationship with James Harden, but there's also no indications that he has a good relationship with James Harden. So and that's going to go a long way to determining whether Doc Rivers sticks around. So yeah, I think both of those guys you know, could be coaching their last games if they don't have a significant playoff run.
Sean Devaney, NBA editor for Heavy.com. Sean, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, thanks, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.